Josh, the baddest motherfucker on the planet is Max Holloway right now. He's a featherweight fighter. And we always talk about the bantamweights, the featherweights, the lightweights. Those are the premier weight categories where you have just an abundance of talent. With Aljamain Sterling coming into the featherweights and Max having the performance that he had, how is it that you look and say, what is it if you were in charge of the UFC, which we know you never will be, but neither will I. And if you had the opportunity to match things up here, what is it that you would do? And where do you think the UFC is going to put Max Holloway next?
I think they're going to have him fight Ilia Topuria. And I think there's a good chance that he fights Topuria in Spain. I think that's a great.
I'd love to see that.
I think I would love to see that. Maybe in a soccer arena. I don't know. In a big stadium there. I think it's well-deserved. I think the fans there in Spain want it. And I think Max is crazy enough to go to someone else's stomping grounds and go ahead and have that fight. He's a dog, man. Like, let's be honest, man. Anyone that points to the center of the kid and said, let's throw down after you've won four rounds. Come on. Let's go. I'm all on board for that fight.
Look, Dana White went off on a reporter who asked about Hawaii. He actually went off on, what did he call it? PFL-ator. And he's, you know, but the real thing is about the question of Hawaii. Shouldn't the UFC take a show to Hawaii and have Max Holloway as the main event on that show?
Let me explain. Do you know? I know you know why, but let me explain to people at home why they don't do it. Because there is a truck there for the TV networks, okay, that's been left there since World War II. Okay, that truck is a fucking dinosaur. And that's why they don't do the Pro Bowl over there anymore, because they can't operate their TV networks anymore because the software and all the other shit that's in there is fucking dead. The cables and the wires and everything there. It's when we did our shows there for Bellator, it was difficult to get ear communication to the truck back and forth. Literally, they were sending messengers from the truck in. Okay, you guys go live in about, let's do the camp down. Five, four, three. They were counting down in the hallway so we could see them. They always had to put the desk near the back exit door so we could see to the truck so the director could run out and go, okay, you guys ready? Go. That's how old that damn truck is. I mean, that's a big deal when it comes to production value. Also, they don't have a big enough stadium. Sure, they've got the...
Well, the problem is they don't have a big enough indoor stadium.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's what I meant. Yeah, you got to let me get to that. It's like, okay. No. Sorry. But I mean, look, they've talked about doing them at the football stadium. You just can't...
But they're worried about rain.
They worry about rain when you're in Hawaii. Every 10 minutes, the weather will change. So you got to be worried about that. And then also, too, you don't want it to be too hot. You don't want the sun to hit you. Look, remember, you're sitting at the equator. That sun hits a little bit different. Okay, and be honest, the first time I never got sunburned. The first time ever in my life got sunburned was in Hawaii. Spent, 4 or 5 hours out on a surfboard, thought I was God, realized I wasn't. Thought I was, at the end of the day, I was like Satan. Quickly. I was burnt to shit. It was so bad, John. Oh, man. But look, Max Holloway versus Ilia Topuria is the fight that I want to see. But can I throw one more out there that I really, really want to see?
That's it.
I want to see Aljo and Evloff.
Oh, that's a good one. I personally would like to see Aljo and Mr. Ortega.
Ooh, see, okay. You jumped me there.
I did just a little bit, but I think that's a great matchup.
I just think I look with Aljo, and people are not super, like, they're impressed with Evloff, and he's undefeated, but I think the two of them would end up having to cancel each other a little bit in terms of the grappling and the wrestling. And where would Aljo be? Would he be able to stuff the wrestling of Evloff? And would he be the one on bottom now instead of the one on top grinding on somebody? Like, how would this work out? And would he be able to, and when he did get Evloff down, would Evloff have the answers of him being on his back? How would he get back up? Would they end up standing? Would they cancel each other out and we'd end up seeing a really horrible stand-up fight? Would it end up being that? But I love the Ortega situation. I guess where I look at it with the Sterling and Ortega thing, though, is that Sterling hasn't quite developed on the level with his stand-up just yet, whereas Brian Ortega is a fucking animal on the feet. He's a dog, man. Like, he's...
But you look at it, I would right now say Brian Ortega has the advantage on the feet. Yeah, but wrestling wise, Aljamain's got the advantage. And when it comes to submission, they're both great.
Different styles.
Absolutely.
Different styles.
You know, absolutely different styles, but they're both great. They do, they approach it differently. They do it differently. But it would be so cool if you could see those guys getting into, you know, scrambles on the ground. You talk about two ferrets going after it, man. It would be just incredible to watch.
I would agree. Would we ever see Giga and Yair?
I don't know.
I'd like to see that.
I would like to see it too.
Because I don't think that Yair would try to take him down. I think he'd try to keep it on the feet. I think Giga would be willing to oblige. Like, hey.
Giga is absolutely willing to keep anything on the feet.
So that would be a fun fight as well. This whole weight class, I mean, it's stacked from top to bottom. But I look at Aljo. Aljo is somebody that didn't get a lot of respect at 135. You know, and now he's at 45. And he basically is getting shit on for his performance at UFC 300. And I'm just here to say, like, I know that I gave him a hard time over the Peter Yan and that fight, his first fight. But man, this dude's good. I never in there ever never said in any show, never that he's not good. This kid's talented. He's got skills. He can wrestle.
He's smart.
He can grapple. He's fighting smart. He understands what he's good at. He's not getting away from it. And from us as analysts or commentary or whatever, and I think as fans, we shouldn't be bashing on people for fucking getting wins. I mean, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. But look, the dude can fight. The guy knows he can do, and he does it very damn well. So I look at him and Evloff, and I look at him. I like the T-City fight too, because I do agree with you. He will be able to take Brian down.
There was a question that came up about Aljo, that Aljo was the only guy, being a former, did not get an interview.
Oh, we got to talk about that. Like,
people were talking about that, and it's like, it's not what you people are thinking. Okay, that is a matter of time. Everything on that show is on a format sheet, because everything is based upon, you know, each fight is played out like it's going to go the distance. And then when it doesn't, now they have time for the interviews and things like that that go on. And when you get closer to that last preliminary fight pay-per-view barrier, time becomes very difficult to manage. And when Aljo's fight went the distance, that's why they didn't do the interview. But I can understand why people were trying to make something up.
Well, let me go by the fight card. So Deiveson Figueiredo, Cody gets finished in the second round. Then you got Bobby Green and Jim Miller, goes the distance. Then you got Jessica Andrade and Marina, goes the distance. Then you got Jalen Turner and Moicano, which is a finish. Second round. Okay, then you go to the prelims. And look, when the producer, normally the executive producer and the producer, they write out the format for the show. And they walk you through, like, hey, we have this much time. This happens at, you know, 1 minute into the show. This happens at 2 minutes in the show.
You have 35 seconds to talk about
exactly.
This.
Exactly. That's exactly.
They time it out.
He's jamming it out for every 30 seconds, every 10 seconds to the T. So they have it all scheduled out. Diego Lopes gets a first round finish. Great job by him. Holly Holm, second round finish over Akil.
Now they're filling.
Yep.
Because when you have Diego Lopes get that finish, now they're filling time. Instead of bringing fighters out, they're filling time to try to balance their schedule back out. They'll call it being light and being heavy. And they're now filling with, you know, specials about, you know, the different fighters that are on the main card and things like that. And now it gets close to where they're back on schedule. And now comes the next
fight. And let me explain this to you as well. You're like, well, why don't they just go to the next fight? Well, because what happens is if the fights all end up finishing fast, then you end up with a 40-minute gap until the main card starts. So they are pacing. And this is what makes Bellator did a great job of this. And UFC's always done a pretty damn good job of this, is the pacing of the show.
No, they do a great
job. Is to make sure that, like, you're not stuck with that 20-30-minute gap between the main card and the prelims. And then on top of it, that you're not spending, you know, 20-30 minutes in between each, or 15 minutes in between each fight. Like that gets people to tune you out as well.
And where you'll see the UFC end up having that problem is when they have a fight that is scheduled and the fighter in the back. They're in the back, but all of a sudden they're sick and they cancel the fight. Now you see the UFC doing the, okay, they're filling, and that's when they'll have, you know, their commentators, be it Bisping and DC or Paul Felder, they start talking about fights and it's a lot of talk and stuff. It's because they're filling, you know, they're filling that gap. They can't just bring the next fight out because it's scheduled somewhere on that format.
You'll also hear sometimes they'll be filling to the point where like, so we had this do this in Chicago. This actually held up our show because you need to have two ambulances on site. You need to have one to take a fighter and one to be there. You cannot have a fight without an ambulance there. Because if the fight goes on and someone gets hurt and there's no ambulance, so then that's a cardinal rule. Like you will lose your promoter's license if something like that happens. Yeah. So those are things to kind of keep in mind. But look, there's a little clip I wanted to play. John, I'm going to play this over the thing. I was watching Chad Ochocinco. He got into it with Shannon Sharpe over Max Holloway.
He has lost his damn mind.
And I thought it was hilarious.
I think Max responded to him.
What do you think would happen if Max Holloway had to fight me?
Man, look here. Boxers don't do well in the UFC. That's why UFC fighters have to go to the boxing ring. Ain't no boxer gonna do nothing with no guy in the UFC. It's gonna be all that matters.
So let me ask you a question.
I can't stop.
Let me ask you a question. Because I was
state
wrestling champ in 82. Okay. You know you see my hands go. I got hands. So at what point do you think 82. Max Holloway would beat me if we were to get an octagon? Like round one, two, or three?
30 seconds.
No, listen.
Wait, what you mean 30 seconds?
What you mean?
Why are you disrespecting me?
I'm putting all my money. I'm taking all the money I got, everything I own, and putting it on Max Holloway.
So you think Max Holloway could beat me?
Beat the brakes off you and two more people just like you.
You know what? Max Holloway, if you see this, if you have any time during your break until your next fight, please let's spar. Let's get some footage. I just want to show Uncle Sharp that Uncle Sharp. I ain't with the bullshit. Please. Ocho, brother Max Holloway. Ocho. Congratulations, but please.
Ocho. There's
what
every sport there's levels, and I and
right.
I
know
it.
He's the best of the best. I know.
Good entry level.
entry,
but to go to that top
entry. Yes, man. I thump Max Holloway chin, man. Don't play me like that.
Dude, this guy's got some. Yo,
I mean, you know, you go back to
look at him shadow boxing.
That was a great fit.
Oh, geez, that's it, man. But
this is when, and this happens with athletes all the time. You become delusional in the fact that, hey, because you were a professional athlete, you can go with another professional athlete in their sport. Josh, I watched Chad Ochocinco or Chad Johnson, however you want to say it. You know, in his boxing debut. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Because he did it on the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather card.
Oh, he did. I didn't see that.
He actually had, you know, and he got stung in it, but you know, I think it ended up being a draw. But it's like, dude, you're basic beginner level. You know, and it's like you have no concept of how good people are, and especially when they can kick you. And he hasn't even He's never dealt with knees. He's never dealt with kicks. You just look and you go, you have no idea. But I do appreciate the fact that he was a wrestling champion in 1982.
I thought that was great because Max even chirped back, yo, bro, anytime you want, man, we can go ahead and get it. You can go ahead and come on in. I'm here available for you anytime. I thought it was great, man. I thought it was absolutely great.
It is. But I thought Shannon Sharpe was fantastic in it.
You know? Oh yeah, he's gripped.
He was just being real. He was just being real
the whole time.
Beat
the brakes off you.
Thirty seconds. 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's like, what you mean 30 seconds? He would tap you, submit you, knock you out, whatever in 30 seconds.
Yeah. People, you have no concept.
It's so funny. There used to be this reporter that used to go to gym, and he would want to grapple with fighters. And he would video it on how long it would take. Dave, you know this guy, right? This guy, Dave knows this guy. No. This is how I met Dave. This dude thought he could come to my gym.
He's like,
I've grappled with, you know, Uriah. I've grappled with so-and-so. I've grappled with you. And It took him like 2 minutes. Bro, I tapped this dude in like less than 30 seconds. I was like, come on, man. I had a heel hook on him and I was like, he was getting ready to let it pop. I let it go. He's like, oh no, keep going. I wasn't going to tap. I was like, all right. So another 10 seconds went by and I tapped him. I was like, all right, dude. Okay, it's got to go. Come on, kid. Come on.
That's classic.
It was classic. Yep. That's an old school footage video.
Sometimes people are incredibly delusional in what they think they can do compared to what they really
can. Absolutely. All right, look, going back to the 145-pound division, let's talk about main picks. Okay, our main picks is obviously going to be Max Holloway versus Topuria, and then we both like the Aljamain Sterling versus either Eveleth or Brian Ortega.
I
like Yair Rodriguez back down to Giga Chikadze. I want to see that fight. Look, Yair's fought twice for the title, came up short. Twice? Three times? I think he fought three times for the title. Yair did, right? It was two times for sure.
No. Well, he won the interim title.
That's right.
And then lost to Alex.
Yes.
Okay. That's the two.
Oh, times. That's right. I keep thinking the Max fight was a title shot. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So look, he ends up losing. I like to see the Giga Chadze and Yair Rodriguez fight. That'd be a fantastic fight. Let's let that fight happen. Let's go ahead and let that one cook. But are those your selections as well in that 145-pound division? Give me another one, John. Give me one more.
Okay. I'm going to give you the one that I think is one of the funnest ones there could be. And if you want to make it in September at the Sphere, because it is, Mexican International Day or week or whatever, I'm taking Diego Lopez against Yair Rodriguez.
Ooh, that's a big step up in competition for the young man.
No, it's not. He's that good.
No, he is that good. I agree with you. He's that good. And I also think he's extremely big for the weight. And hearing the commentary last week saying that how big he was for the weight.
Or give me a rematch with Eveleth. I'll take that one too.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That might be good. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him go against Arnold Allen either. Because the two of them could get after you. Arnold's coming off of a loss.
Two.
Yeah. So let's maybe let him rest a little bit. Get him a win, man. He deserves to get a win. Yeah. So, but yeah, I definitely want to see Diego. I would like to see Diego next month on Independence Day, Mexican Independence Day. I'll stick with the mile. And then again in September. Let's do it. Let's let it go.